There is a statue on 115th Street in Manhattan that's long been a touchstone for Italian Catholics, a life-size homage to the Madonna. People love this statue. There's even an annual festival named after her. But over the course of the Madonna's 131 years, she was beginning to show her age a bit, and parishioners said it was time for a makeover. For The Seams, an occasional series about fashion as culture, Jackie Leiden followed the Madonna's transformation.
From high above the altar, the Blessed Mother at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church has watched over her flock for more than a century. This Virgin Mary statue came over from Pola, Italy, in 1884, and according to her followers, she's healed the sick and given hope to the hopeless. Pam Pisicano loves her.
Because she's so real. When you look at her, she's real. Her hair, her face, she looks at you as you're talking. And when you're talking, you talk to her from your heart. And you know she's going to grant you, and she really does grant things.
She's credited with so many miracles that Pope Pius X gave her a rare Catholic honor. He coronated her in 1904. At that time, East Harlem was solidly Italian, but the Irish controlled the jobs and the parishes. The Irish bishops didn't like the festive way Italians worshipped, parading their icon in the streets. The Irish forced the Italians to hold Mass in the basement of Mount Carmel. The Blessed Mother was not allowed upstairs until 1923. Danielle Oteri is an art historian.
We know that her first dress was a very simple brown frock, and it was covered with jewels that had been donated, which served as sort of a de facto savings account for the church. Nobody would steal from the Madonna herself. The dress was redone in 1954.
But the porcelain statue itself hadn't been repaired in 131 years. It was aging, cracking, deteriorating. A church trustee's husband lovingly did those repairs himself. Her new ivory silk satin dress, cape, and the infant Jesus' gown were designed by Linda and Tom Platt, fashion designers. Now, normally, a client comes for fittings to the Platt studio.
But they didn't want her to leave the church, and so we had to come and take measurements. I did three muslin fittings for her. We came up and fitted the muslins, and, you know, we didn't have to think about commerciality or production in any way. It was simply a labor of love.
The church held raffles to cover expenses. The Platts donated months of labor on evenings and weekends. They sent the garments to India for intricate hand-stitched gold beadwork and embroidery. Tom Platt made the booties for the baby Jesus.
I haven't crocheted anything in years, but when I saw him, I said, well, no one would have a gown that fancy without having something on his feet.
To match his and his mother's solid gold crown, of course. Again, parishioner Pam Pisicano.
This crown has all jewels on it, and the baby's crown, it's all gold and all jewels, everything. It's beautiful. This is all gold. And that's the little baby has little gold slippers on. Look, Jackie, this is so cute, right?
Father Marian Vercheschi is Our Lady of Mount Carmel's pastor. He says the Madonna's rejuvenation inspires the working-class congregants of many nationalities to refresh their devotion.
Haitians people, Polish people, Spanish people, Italians, you know. This is not a, you know, rich Manhattan, you know, downtown. But, you know, people, they give what they can, and it's the most important, a gift of heart.
Last weekend, the redone Madonna made her grand entrance.
Ecco la Madonna del Carmine!
Father Terza Vinci, an elderly Italian priest, celebrated the Madonna's return during the Mass.
Si chiamato da più di parlo, e spirito più di parlo. Rejuvenated, made up, your hair, I said, your face, your hands.
A spiritual beauty parlor. The crowd raised its hands in reverence all through Mass. Helen Bilodeau, a church member since 1981, says the Blessed Mother means the world to her.
I think she looks beautiful. She looks like a new bride. Her face, her hair, her clothes, I feel happy, I feel joyful that she's back, you know.
Dozens of people pulled out their cell phones for a photograph after church. Our Lady of Mount Carmel simply looked on and smiled, radiant in her new outfit. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden.